all this time, whenever I'm out talking about the show or people have written in, and they want to know about me, because what I'm asking my guests to do week after week is speak at the intersection of religious ideas and real life, human experience, the story of their lives. And so people have asked me repeatedly, well, what's your story? Put yourself on the line. And I felt in a way that I had an obligation to do that, but I can't do it in sound bites. I can't do it in that kind of setting in 5 minutes. So I wrote the book to give it a textured, lengthy answer, but it's not just about where I come from, how my theology has evolved, but also my life of conversation and what I have learned and what I take away from these conversations I have every week with people across the world's traditions.
What was your religious upbringing, and what faith do you practice now, if you do?
I was raised Southern Baptist in Oklahoma, and I write about my Southern Baptist grandfather, who was a really formative person for me. But I did leave that behind when I went to college. I went to a whole new world, and I didn't think that religion was intellectually interesting or particularly relevant to all the exciting issues I saw out in the world. I became a political person. I became a secular person. I went to Europe. I ended up in divided Berlin in the 1980s, and I thought I was working on the most important issues in the world, the nuclear arms race and the division of the world between capitalism and communism. But I started to ask spiritual questions there, and I do describe that at length in the book, you know, what happened to me. Are the life and death threatened by nuclear weapons really worth living or dying for? And I went and got a theological education because if I was going to take religion seriously, I needed to be able to bring it together with my mind and with how complicated I knew the world was.
Do you practice any faith now?
Well, I got an MDiv. I am a Christian. I'm a Christian. But, you know, in the interviews, I'm a journalist. I'm a person who is inclined to believe that spiritual ideas and insights are relevant and have a distinctive place in some of the really critical issues that we have before us in the 21st century, you know, including the big question, what's the world? What is this world like that we're raising our children in? You know, I think that I don't have a problem with saying I'm Christian. We accept that a political journalist votes, that an economics correspondent has a bank account, spends money, invests in the stock market. So what I've found over the years is that because I have a life of faith, because I have a theology, when I do my interviews on speaking of faith, even with people, you know, in a very different place on the spectrum, that, in fact, creates a bond of trust. And I think people comment on the intimacy of the conversations they hear in speaking of faith, the way people really open up and are revealing in a way they've never heard someone be about religion. And so, yeah, I think that my own faith is something that creates a certain atmosphere.
How has your own faith changed or evolved in doing this show?
That's a big question, and I suppose I give a complicated answer in the book about what I've learned from specific people like the Zen teacher and poet Thich Nhat Hanh, or someone like Elie Wiesel or Karen Armstrong, or people who are less famous. You know, Einstein talked about a mind behind the universe, a spirit behind the universe. There's a part of me that really, he did not believe in a personal God, but there's a part of me that really, I feel like as I have these conversations week after week with Muslims and Jews and Christians and Buddhists, and my sense of the vastness and creativity and vividness of that mind behind the universe, it just becomes incredibly rich and big. And at the same time, I have tremendous regard for, you know, the particularity of our belief, the different words we use to talk about it. And, you know, that's what I'm really focused on, digging at one voice at a time. Kind of a mystery to that. I feel like we are standing before the same mystery. It's very intriguing. I don't need to necessarily pin that down or say what it means, but I can say how rich it is.
Krista Tippett, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.